Let England rejoice with heart and with voice. Let's all sing aloud, boys, to our happy choice. Experience convinces we've got two such princes that all former tyranny now banished hence is. With thanks let us mention our blessed convention, which eases our charges and heals our dissension. For now there's no danger that we should miscarry, while governed so wisely by William and Mary. Of late, bald priests swarmed with popish zeal warmed, and all godly Protestants sorely alarmed. With damned Latin tongue and with puffed up lung, they roared out their matins and vespers so long. Nay, so bold were they as to preach and to pray in our learned city their old silly way. But now neither papists nor foreigners tarry here under the reign of William and Mary. With such heavy taxes the nation did groan, the like ne'er before nor since has been known. The late king did take all, or so much did borrow. He'd empty our purses and filled us with sorrow. But now, God be praised, our burdens are eased. No more bloody taxes are now to be raised, and no subject's property e'er can miscarry, while England is governed by William and Mary. We had many sad thoughts and prospects before, but now we ne'er look nor think any more. The French dare not meddle, Scotch bishops are down, the Irish are beaten, and all is our own. King Louis is seen without money or men, and King James he is running back hither again. Thus in peace we do flourish, and naught does miscarry in this lucky reign of William and Mary. In the last reign, alas, our ships could not pass, and at a low ebb our trading it was. The exchequer was poor and nothing did give, as now it does much honest men to relieve. Now we are made, our debts are all paid, our merchants grow rich with a free open trade. The people are steady, not one man is weary of the settled reign of William and Mary. Our church and our laws in the hands of our foes had like to have been lost, as they did suppose. For Graham and Brent had an evil intent to change corporations and whole government. But now bishops rare, with judges most fair, have brought things again to be just where they were. And from that to be sure we never shall vary, while church and state's governed by William and Mary. Privy councillors too, without more ado, are well chosen all, and wise ones are now. They're none of King James's, they never do wrong, but move all in concord, as does this my song. Though some of them may not know what they say, yet honestly, oh, they will vote the right way. But were they all fools, we could not miscarry if governed alone by William and Mary. Thus all things do prosper, and special success does every design of our sovereigns bless. Our fleet has done wonders, our army the same, and Schomberg has purchased a wife and new fame. They whom James does command, both by sea and by land, are half dead of the rot, while ours do sound stand. Our princely new buildings mount up to the sky to show the firm standing of William and Mary. Wherefore let us all, as well great as small, join our hearts and our purses whenever they call. What's matter for pelf, let it go, 'tis but dross. With them comes our wealth, and 'tis theirs to a cross. Let's make much of those men that brought our prince in, lest both he and they should forsake us again. They who grumble at this will only miscarry, for they show they do love neither William nor Mary.